Welcome to this deep dive on building a stepper bassline carve in Ableton Lev 12, tuned for jungle, old school DNB, and those dark rolling grooves that just keep driving forward. The big idea here is simple: we are not just making a bass sound, we are designing a rhythmically carved low-end phrase that works with the drums, leaves space where it should, and still feels heavy, gritty, and alive. In this style, the bassline is part tone design, part percussion, and part arrangement. The timing matters just as much as the sound. We'll keep this fully practical using stock Ableton devices, and by the end you should have a solid 2-bar stepper loop with a clean sub, a character-filled mid-bass, and a carve that locks into the kick and snare pattern. First, set the tempo. For classic jungle or old-school DNB energy, 170 BPM is a great starting point. If you want it a little tighter and more club-focused, go up to 174. If you want a slightly looser steppy feel, 165 to 168 can work well too. Before you even touch the bass, build a drum context. Put down a kick on 1 and a snare on 2 and 4. Add hats, ghost percussion, or chopped breaks if you want that jungle flavor. This matters a lot, because the bass carve only makes sense when it's reacting to the drum pattern. In DNB, the groove is often defined by what the bass is not doing. Now create a MIDI track and load up a synth. Waveatable is a great choice. Operator is perfect if you want cleaner control, and analog can also work nicely. At this stage, think in short, punchy notes rather than long-held ones. A good starting point for the bass rhythm is a root note on the downbeat, then a short syncopated hit after the snare, then maybe a pickup note into the next bar. Leave holes around the snare. Let the bass step forward instead of droning. That's really the essence of the carve. Try thinking in 1/16 note language. In bar 1, hit the root on beat 1. Maybe add a short note on the offbeat after 1. Leave space for the snare on 2. Then add a short bass stab after it. You can bring in another low note around beat 3. And then another short note leading into 4. In bar 2, keep the overall shape, but change one or two placements so it feels like a response rather than a copy. Keep the notes short. Use velocity variation to give them life. A little octave movement helps too. And don't overfill the bar, because the gaps are where the groove breathes. Now let's build the sound. If you're using Waveatable, start with a saw or square style shape, or one of the more harmonically rich basic waveforms. Add a low-pass filter, something like LP24, and give it a bit of drive. Keep the cutoff fairly low at first, then use the envelope to let the attack open the filter a little. That gives the bass some shape and bite without turning it into a harsh mess. If you want a cleaner and more controllable setup, split the bass into 2 layers. This is a huge tip for DNB. Make one track for the sub, using operator with a sine wave. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and keep it clean. This sub should sit below about 100 to 120 Hz and stay centered. No stereo widening, no unnecessary effects, just pure low-end support. Then duplicate the MIDI onto a second track for the mid-bass. Put Waveatable or analog there, and high-pass it around 100 Hz or so. This is where you can add dirt, movement, character, and bite. Use EQ8 to clean up any mud in the low mids, and cut harshness if needed. The sub handles the weight, and the mid-bass handles the attitude. That split is the backbone of a polished jungle bass line. Now comes the carve itself. Listen to the drums and start shaping the bass around them. If a note is crashing into the snare, shorten it or move it slightly. If the kick is getting buried, create a small gap there. Use the bass to answer the drums, not fight them. Old school jungle often feels like the bass is dodging the breakbeat, which creates all that tension and forward motion. To bring movement into the sound, add auto filter after the synth. Try a low pass mode, automate the cutoff over 2 bars, and use a little resonance if you want the filter edge to poke through. A classic move is to start slightly more closed in the first bar, then open it more in the second bar. That gives you progression without needing a huge riser. Saturator is your friend here too. Add it after the filter and drive it lightly, maybe somewhere around 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip-on is usually the good choice. This helps the bass come through on smaller speakers and gives you that gritty rave texture. If the mid-bass needs more bite, drum bus can work well, but use it carefully. A little drive, a little crunch, and maybe a touch of transient emphasis can add energy fast. Just be careful not to overcook the low end. Envelope shaping is another big part of the feel. If you want a more percussive, old-school stab vibe, keep the attack very short, the decay fairly short, and the sustain low to medium. Short release as well. That makes the bass feel more like a rhythmic hit than a smooth re-swash. If you want it to roll a little more, Let the notes overlap slightly and add a touch of glide between selected notes. That can make the line feel more fluid without losing its steppy identity. Low-end discipline is critical. The sub needs to stay mono. The mid-bass can have a little stereo movement if you want, but keep it controlled. Anything below about 120 Hz should really stay centered. If you widen the bass too much, the mix gets weak and facey very quickly. Now let's make room for the kick and snare with sidechain or volume shaping. A compressor sidechain to the kick is the classic move. Set a fairly fast attack, a release somewhere in the musical zone, and adjust the threshold so the bass ducks just enough to let the kick punch through. If you want more manual control, you can also automate gain dips or use clip envelopes for note-by-note carving. The second bar should always do something a little different. Remove one note, shift one note later, change the octave, add a filtered accent, or throw in a quick pickup into the next bar. This keeps the loop from becoming static. In jungle, that slight variation is often what makes the phrase feel like it's improvising inside a strict rhythm. Since this lesson also sits in the riser and transition mindset, let's think about arrangement. Before a drop, automate the filter cutoff upward over 8 to 16 bars. Increase saturation slightly. Thin out the sub in the final 1 or 2 bars. Maybe add a tiny pitch lift on the last note. You can also layer in a reverse crash or a noise swell to help the transition. The idea is to make the bass feel more urgent, then cut it away at just the right moment so the drop lands harder. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't play too many notes in the low end. If the bass is constantly busy, the groove disappears and the mix gets muddy. Don't use one patch to do everything if you can help it. Split sub and mid for control. Don't over-widen the low end. And don't start distortion too early before the rhythm is working. Shape the carve first, then add dirt. Here are a few pro tips if you want to push the vibe darker and heavier. Try a very quiet reese layer under the stepper, high-passed and blended subtly. Add a little wavy-table motion or FM movement for extra tension. Resample the bass to audio and chop it like break material. Add tiny ghost notes at low velocity before snares. And automate the distortion amount so the arrangement evolves over time. A really good exercise is to build a 2-bar stepper bass loop at 170 BPM using only stock Ableton devices. Use operator for the sub, wavy-table for the mid-bass, add auto filter, saturator, and compressor and make sure there's at least one rhythmic gap before each snare. Automate the filter cutoff over the 2 bars, and make bar 2 clearly different from bar 1. Then resample it, chop one note, reverse a tiny tail, and add a pickup note into the next bar. If you want to check whether your bassline carve is actually working, mute the sub and listen to just the mid-bass. If the phrase still has identity, your rhythm and articulation are strong. Also, listen at low volume. If the groove still reads quietly, that usually means the structure is solid. So the takeaway here is this. A strong stepper bass line in Ableton Live 12 is all about rhythm first, smart use of silence, sub and mid separation, controlled saturation, filter movement, and a tight relationship with the drums. Don't just write bass notes. Compose the space around them. That's the carve. Tight, gritty, and built to move.